Kendrick Lamar Humble, Clean Version. The 13th of August 2022. My name is Greg and this is the Mad Henry Radio Show episode number 33. We have no sponsors today, so let's get right to it.
American rapper and singer-songwriter Kendrick Lamar has released a new single entitled Humble. Humble is at once Kendrick Lamar's most street-oriented radio track to date, but it is also his most pop-oriented work. On March 30th, Pitchfork named it the best new track, noting, is Lamar's sternest G-check to date, which veers off into an imperfect critique of the standards of cool. Of course, Kendrick Lamar's well-known single, Humble, and his debut, will get plenty of attention. That opening week, Humble had more digital sales and streams than any single on the Billboard Hot 100. It was only moderate radio airplay during the opening week that kept Kendrick Lamar from debuting at No. With sales of slightly more than 111,000 copies in its first week, Humble became Kendrick Lamar's second number one digital songs chart entry, behind Bad Blood. As noted by critics, Humble was designed to restore Kendrick Lamar's street cred as a rapper. It is not as though Kendrick Lamar made this one himself. He did not lean on conventional tricks of boosting a performance with dance craze appeal or viral stunts to push Humble into the Billboard Hot 100's No. For the purposes of this list, we are focusing exclusively on songs off of Kendrick Lamar's own solo albums, but he boasts plenty of standout performances on others' tracks, too. As an artist, he was already leaps and bounds ahead of his competition, rocketing into music's upper echelon and stealing the crown of King of Rap with his sophomore album, 2012's Good Kid, M.A.A.D. City. Kendrick Lamar quickly left this top 10 moment in rap behind, blasting through era-defining stylistic call cards to continue his transformation. Soon, he was running wild on tracks from Pusha T and Kanye, or collaborating with visionary peers such as Danny Brown. On his earlier To Pimp a Butterfly, Kendrick was cerebral on a concoction of free jazz, spiritual funk, and political soul. With his album Damn, released in April, it feels like Lamar is everywhere. Before he was on the Hot 100, Humble had even earned Kendrick Kenedrick's first number one U.S. single. All this, plus Kendrick's characteristically high artistry and intention, combined to not only give Compton artists his most commercially successful song to date, but to make it his most popular song of 2017, making him the first black man to lead Triple J's countdown in the process. His first single off this album, Humble, is still being played relentlessly, and has been lauded heavily as one of the best rap songs of the year. The song's accompanying music video reinvigorated the song, which hardly qualifies as a major creation by Lamar, yet it ably sets up a sense of intention. Directed by Dave Myers and the Little Homies, and released on March 30, 2017, through Kendrick Lamar's Vevo account, the song's accompanying music video begins with Lamar dressed as a pope wearing a cape, then shows Lamar dressed all black and laying down on a money table, unknowingly shooting loads of bills out of a cash cannon. What created such an intense dialogue surrounding Humble and Lamar's message was the music video. Lamar performed live on April 23, 2017, at Coachella Valley Music and Arts Festival, performing Humble as the closing act. Kendrick Lamar gave a poor performance filled with all of the platitudes that cause live music snobs such as myself to roll our eyes in the dark recesses of our eye sockets. Certainly, Lamar did not just hit the hip-hop crowd with his hypnotic melodies and rap fans with his smart lyrics. He hit the entire generation with his intelligent commentary on today's society. It is not simply that Kendrick Lamar offers some of the best music of his time, but it is that he becomes an icon, an anxious consciousness wrestling with a nation that has seen rot nearing swallow him whole early on. One of these days, Kendrick Lamar is going to drop a new album from out of nowhere, and we are going to see what new twists his story takes. As much as he calls out the competition, Kendrick's addressing himself, too, on the blatantly mesmerizing hook. That is why Kendrick's doing a song like this, where I am just like, do not give a s**t, or tell the listener, you cannot screw me. When you look at the song titles on that record, it is all of my emotions, and it is all my expressions of myself as a person. It can be a swipe from Kendrick's pen, Kendrick's Fist, His Play, Sex. The song's chorus indeed has the repeating, meme-worthy mantra, "Bitch, be humble, sit down," while Kendrick Lamar at one point
even taunts, in code, that my left stroke just came viral, almost dared the internet to meme IFY it. If you could bend the space-time continuum, squeeze the past 5 years into one flat circle, and put all these K-dot singles side by side, you would probably not even be able to choose Humble from a list of apparent chart toppers.
This has been the Mad Henry Radio Show, episode 33. Thank you for joining us. If you enjoyed this content, please follow us on social media. See you next time.